Where are we left at the end of the second meditation? All we know for certain is the content of our own minds. Thus far, we're stuck on our own side of the veil of perception, or as Nagel puts it, in the egocentric predicament. Descartes will next attempt to get back some of our knowledge of the things behind what presents itself to our consciousness by establishing the existence of a benevolent God. But if you don't buy Descartes' way out, you must consider whether there is any way of coming to know or be certain of anything other than the contents of your own mind, such as the existence of the external world. This looks like a hard task, because all you are ever aware of is the contents of your own mind, so it seems difficult to establish that these contents correspond to something objective outside of themselves, without some sort of independent access to those objective things.